Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Tuesday night? I mean, Monday night. Well, somebody press the one to make sure I'm not talking to myself out here and y'all can hear me. 504-6333, who we got?
What's going on, boss man? It's Sean. Just letting you know you sound good. Come
all right, Sean. Good. All right, Sean. Thank you. Alright, and 504-1882, who we got?
Hey, what's going on, Jammit? Remote.
What's that, Remote? What's happening, babe? What's up?
Oh, man, just taking it easy, that's all. That's about it.
We let them get us again. You hear me?
Oh, I hear you. What'd you say, Jamie?
I said we let them get us again.
Oh, man.
And we had two good cars I thought was hanging in there, that white coupe and that, and Brent. Shit.
Man. Well, Nick. Hey, our dog on, We had the luck of the draw, you know what I'm saying, with those two cars on that in that round, shit.
Yeah.
Luck of the draw.
Yep.
Yeah, we got bit. Man, I went over there after that round was over with, and the F7 was going on the sprayer. Stefan said, man, I was working on a sprayer. I hadn't even had a chance to do nothing to the track. And I look up. Brenton and Caleb had Mr. Thaddeus cranked up and headed to the lanes. I'm like, damn, man, I ain't even from the track yet. that was an unfortunate situation that happened there for that round.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
But yeah, well, they got you. They got us again.
Yeah. But there ain't no slaughter. Be at the end they catch. So they ain't that bad.
Yeah.
You know, like the first time I was in Mississippi, they outnumbered us. That's why they kind of slaughtered us bad.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to wait till more people get on and talk, just to reiterate on this.
Yeah, that's fine. They got like 16 now, but I'll tell you when they get a bunch more. Shit, it was still good, man. We had a time of our life, man. Shit, cutting up. We needed that. There ain't nobody racing in a long time. We needed to get out. Shit.
Yeah, definitely did.
Well,
definitely did, man. That was good for the culture.
Mm-hmm. But everybody was... Cut up shit. Damn, we got a lot of people
Trying
to talk, man. Shit, they're pumping, pinching their phone. All right, that's good tonight. Shit. All I know is I ride 2-0 lately against Bad Boy Camp.
Hell yeah, good job, Al.
Yeah. Let me get over these bike right quick. 601-6722, who we got?
Hey, y'all. What's up, bro?
What's going on, sis?
The queen, Mrs. J. Duh. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, hang the phone up on her. Why y'all open her mic up?
I'm going to mute her mic.
Whoever don't like it, hang up. So listen, I just want to say we had so much fun. Mississippi had, like, y'all, like, the smack talk was just amazing. Like, everybody had fun, and that's what matters. Like bro said, we got burned again, but hey, it is what it is. You live and you learn, and you move forward. But I can assure y'all, next year it's going to be bigger and better, and we ain't going to have to worry about nothing. I can guarantee y'all this.
Yeah, well, I tell you this. Next one, I'm going to wrap that cane around you.
Hey, next one, I'm coming over the thing like I was going to do him.
Over your cane out there, bro. We gonna fix her ass.
Man. Ooh, man. And I'm like, I'm sitting there being as nice as I can, like, well, I'm sorry. You can move, you know, you can move over here. I can't make nobody move, and you can't either. But I'm trying to be nice. Yeah. And then you tell me you're going to hit me with a cane. No, baby. Wrong one. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got a bad apple in the bunch.
Huh?
You always got a bad apple in the bunch.
Mm-hmm. And then they went up top and tried to call the police.
So what?
I'm yet to figure that out. But the police never came in there, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
So the police told him, what you want me to do, shit?
Yeah. I,
right.
Yeah, I probably did. And you told me you was going to do what? Oh, well, we come down and pick you up if you want.
Hmm.
Hey,
for real.
Oh. Hold on, let me catch his mic. They just popped up. 504-7412. Who we got?
What's up, fellas? I ain't been on here in a while because I'm racing out of town so much. So I just want to say I don't forget about my local people. I got two more races, and I'll be back racing with y'all down in Louisiana.
All right, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know who this is?
Yes,
And then better watch out because that damn street car that's been the same for 5 years. Everybody scared to race. It's gonna fuck everybody up again.
With the vet?
Yep.
You rolling it back out?
Yep. Everybody can cry at the race car again.
That's what I'm talking about, Steve. We need you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I got two more weekends, and I'm done for a while, so I'll be back at all local races.
Yeah, man. That's great to hear.
Gotta try and win this championship real quick. Two more races, though.
Good luck to you.
Well, yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, we're number two in the grade 8 points and, like, number 10 in the overall points, but it's like double points and triple points in the next two races, so we got a shot.
Yeah.
But I heard they had some good racing in Baton Rouge. Everybody had a good time from what I heard.
Hell yeah. Shit, it was good, man.
Good barbecue, good fun.
We had one little mishap we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I heard they won't fight, but that was it.
Yeah, that's something we got to talk about it, though. We got to talk about it. We can't leave that go unaddressed because, you know what I'm saying, that ain't what's up. Ain't we go out there for?
Yeah, no.
Right.
But you got to look at how many times y'all put on races and have good turnouts and don't have problems. You know, every once in a while you're going to have a little screw up. So, I mean, all in all, all y'all's races y'all put on look good and everybody acts right and does some good racing. But, you know, and I don't know the facts, but who knows, it might be a little liquid courage, you know, got somebody.
No matter the reason, it still need to be discussed because we all are brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whenever we have a problem, we need to rectify it and get to the bottom of it, and, you know what I'm saying, and just squash it, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if we don't, then it could be a reoccurring situation, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't just let shit go. Everybody, you know, everybody right. Don't just let it go, you know what I'm saying? You know? Everybody don't go
yeah,
about
I
shit
agree.
The same way.
Yeah.
So, if, you know, if possible, if it can be done, you know what I'm saying, you know, we're going to try our best to try to, you know, squash it and move on, you know, but if you don't, at least you can go on saying you did your part.
Yep.
True.
Yeah. Best way to do it, settle it on the track.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
You know, now I can understand if somebody posing a threat to you or something like that, you know.
Yeah, that's
a different story. Like I said, that guy was like, he wanted to hit me with a cane because I wouldn't make people move out of the way. But it was a whole bleacher up there where he could see perfect. You know, I just believe
right.
he just wanted to, him and his wife, you know, they were older. You know, I felt like it was already something with them anyway. Not sure what it was. And then for me to be called a black bitch, that just reconciled what I thought at first. I didn't want to say that, but it is what it is. But you got to realize you can't tell nobody that you're going to hit them with a cane and not expect them to act out. Now, that's a difference than just
right.
hitting somebody just because you made it. That's
exactly.
You know, and I fuck with both of them. I do, and I don't know what happened. I wasn't down there. But I do know, you know, when things like that happen, it gets other people involved that don't have nothing to do with it, and then they're ready to get active, which is what happened. So, you know, I don't ever want nobody to come to our shows and feel like because they got beat with this person, because that person got beat with them, they're just going to be some shit. Because at the end of the day, nothing that none of my family had, nobody going to come there and mess it up because I removed you myself. But, again, it's a difference from when you're threatened and just because you're mad. You just can't. I want to hit people all the time. But I just can't because I'm mad, you know. It's racist. Mm-hmm. We all not going to agree on the same thing. You going to say your car blue and it to me it look purple. We're not going to agree on the same thing, but that don't mean I'm a punch you in the mouth because you said your car was blue.
Yeah, you say Mississippi bad enough and I say different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody has the right to agree to disagree.
You're right.
But
that's right. So make this country
I just hope
great,
that
man.
Worked out. Yeah. You know, it's
we
not really
believe
what
we
want to
believe and disagree and everything.
Yeah, it's bad enough we barely got places to race. Look at all the tracks that's closing down. So,
yep.
No. Just heard some shit tonight about Battlefield, you know, and it's, hey. Mm-hmm.
That dude was a pawn from what I've been seeing shit. And some of that shit I'm seeing
well,
real, or that's just.
I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say that's what he was because I don't know him like that. I know him on the,
mm-hmm.
me and Mo had a show there and I had shows there. But I will
mm-hmm.
say this. Before you step up into a position, you got to fully think about that position before you step in it.
Yeah.
It looks easy. It looks so easy to sew somebody's hair in. That look easy to me. But if I get somebody over here with no license and thinking I'm just going to sew somebody's hair in and it's going to turn out great on the first try, they're going to be mad as hell because I'm going to fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
I said that to say this. Do your research and really think about things before you jump out there. You might make money good 1 week. The next week, you might not make nothing. You got to be. That's why I tell people that try to be promoters and try to have shows just to get a come up. You got to really know the up and down of having shows because sometimes the track owners
mm-hmm.
get paid more than the people that's doing the work and putting in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be
yeah.
prepared for this. And if you're not,
mm-hmm.
you're going to crack every time. I think he bit off more than he could chew. He thought that track brought more action to take care of what he was trying to do. And everybody falls
mm-hmm.
short. You can't blame him for that. He just went too far into it without thinking.
There you go.
Listen, somebody asked me to do something. Guess what I told them? I don't have the time for that because I like to move around. And in order to make something work, you got to put the time in. You got to be
mm-hmm.
a people person. You got to meet and greet.
Right.
You got to do things that you don't want to do, but you got to do what's going to make it work.
Politics.
And some people ain't equipped to do that.
You're
right.
You kiss baby. Shake hands.
So. But I will say, regardless of if we got fucked over or whatever, guess what? It ain't stop us. You know what we doing? Putting 10 toes in front. So next year, we can do something even greater at a greater place. Yeah. Not saying State Capitol in a good place, but just sometimes. You just have to. God let things happen for a reason. And sometimes things happen to show you. You need to be a little deeper.
That's right.
So.
Well, I'm going to go ahead on. Since Leek almost said, I'm going to go ahead on and say it.
Yeah, I'm waiting
tried,
on you for this.
Hey, we try, no problem. We try State Capitol. We just ain't gonna be able to give it them because the expenses is not within our budget. You know what I'm saying? It's just to the point to where it's a little bit too expensive. To, you know what I'm saying? You have to have a gigantic crowd. You know what I'm saying? To even break even. You know what I'm saying? And what these tracks got to realize is sometimes it's just going to be a local deal, whereas it's not going to be people from all over the South, you know what I'm saying, you know, coming to that event. And that's basically Mississippi, Louisiana. It's a local deal. It's us local Mississippi, Louisiana people, you know what I'm saying, you know, coming mm-hmm. together, and having a good time. You know, sometimes it may be a pretty good crowd. Sometimes it may not be. But you can't just always – just anticipated being a big, big turnout, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we get it, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody understand it's a risk, you know what I'm saying, as a promoter of hosting it and, you know, giving a free shootout and so forth. That's why we appreciate our sponsors, you know, for, you know, coming in and giving us a hand with, you know, with that. But at the same time, you know, when you got a dog on track, you know, that's just, man, you go somewhere else and you go. I'm gonna put y'all in our business a little bit. I know Mika don't mind. We gave a show at Steel, Alabama with Coop Performance, DBP, you know what I'm saying, and ourselves, you know, Mika and I, and Steel, Alabama, the baddest radio track, you know what I'm saying, arguably in the country. And they only charged us $7,500 for the rental, no upcharge for the amount of glue you use. Don't have to pay nobody to bring them in to prep the track. It's $7,500. You know what I'm saying? Rental for I forgot what the deal was Friday. It was less than that Friday with a 50-50 split and $7,500 mm-hmm. for our rental for Saturday. But anyway. You know, and our local tracks are just, you know, no problem. It's 10-5 and 50-50, and State Capitol is $8,500, and then you got to pay stepping the prep, because stepping on prep, you're really in some, you know, in something tight, you know, we're trying to get fast calls to go down there, you know, especially on the radio, you know, and they charge you, they give you two drums of glue, and then the third drum of glue, they charge you $1,000 for. So you're $11,500 into, you know, renting State Capitol. So we were basically, you know, 14-5 into that deal. Plus our workers, you know, which was, you know, Boom and our homegirl Stephanie. You know what I'm saying? For, you know, which is our employee. And it's hard to, you know, to make $15,000 just to break even when you know you're up against, you know, Southern football homecoming game, LSU, you know, home football game. You know what I'm saying? You know, on any given Saturday. So it's just one of them things where the track, they have to understand that throughout the year, it's almost impossible for promoters to be able to afford to give a race, you know, when you have that kind of rental fee in place, you know. It's just, you know, it's hard. And especially when you have someone, you know what I'm saying, a group that has, you know what I'm saying, five races on calendar to be put on, and you're not willing to work with them. When you see what's going on, it's not like the numbers are being forged or, you know what I'm saying, the money, you don't know how much money is involved with this deal, and you're just holding the promoter's feet to the fire to take the loss, and the track get their money, and, you know, everybody get their money, and the promoter's taking the L's, like, oh, well, tough titty. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, we just won't give it that no more. You know, you go right to Mississippi, and the overhead is cut tremendously. Shit, this is a no-brainer. Shit, go, well, we sure we wanted that shit.
And I'm just gonna say this, and I know, you know, the tracks that I have shows that in Mississippi, you know, I know they don't care, but it's like in Mississippi, the shootout, we don't really need sponsors because the shootout money gonna come off top. Before they get paid, they're gonna take out what I'm paying off top, and then it's gonna be them, and then we're gonna split 50-50. I've never had a show in Mississippi where I had to pay for no glue. I never had a show in Mississippi where I had to pay somebody to come in and prep. If so, guess what would have happened? They would have gave $1,000 and I would have gave $1,000. It wouldn't have been left on me. Because number one, I shouldn't have to get somebody to come in and prep. If we're giving you a certain amount of money, you supposed to have it taken care of anyway. I've never done it. And I'll say this again. A lot of people talk about our tracks. But guess what? These same little regular-ass tracks is making the most money. And the promoters are getting paid. Mm-hmm. But to not even want to reason and be like, well, you know what? We'll pay your workers. Or you know what? We'll do this. It was, well, maybe next year in the future we'll talk about that. No. Won't be no future with me. And we didn't show out. We didn't climb. We didn't do nothing. We just walked up. Like we should have done.
Respectfully.
I ain't lying, Jeezy. To speak from a spectator, upcoming racer, the way y'all event went, it went smooth, bro. No matter where y'all have it, I feel like pretty much everybody who's been rocking with y'all gonna support y'all no matter what, bro. Everything
Thank
went smooth
so
besides
much.
the little hiccup that they had, which you can't control people, whether it was liquor, courage, whatever it was, animosity, you can't control everybody. One little scuffle, I'd take that over guns being drawn any day. You know, so anywhere y'all go, people gonna support, bro. Y'all show was smooth, it went smooth, you know, just y'all did the best y'all could do.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. We try to really just do it for the people. You know what I'm saying? The people of Louisiana, because you know it's the title of the show is Mississippi versus Louisiana. So that's why we always try to give one in Mississippi, one in Louisiana. You know, so
I love you.
You know, well, it'll be local. One show will be local to the Mississippi people for spectators and racers, and the other show will be local for as the Louisiana spectators and racers. So. You know, we just try to keep it like that, but, you know what I'm saying, due to, you know, the situation, it's just, you know, we're not getting treated felt right here, you know, at home for, you know, to us Louisiana people, so.
And I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but here it's like the promoters is making the track the most money, which everybody know I'm everywhere. If I'm not happy, the track don't be happy. And that's just how it go here. Because they know one thing, I'm going to work my ass off, and I'm going to pack their shows out, and I'm going to get a racist and spectators what they come for. So if something don't go right, they fix it. And I've never had a problem. One incident, and they took care of it with no problem. Didn't say that's fucked up, didn't do none of that. Took care of it, and we moved on to something else. Asked me when I was going to have the next show. Sure did.
Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury around here, as you saw, sis. You saw it.
And I hate that because from what I see, like, the people, the Louisiana people that have came to both shows and stuff, they like to race and have fun. And I hate that, you know, there's not nowhere in Louisiana so that we can split it. You know, Mississippi race on this day and then Mississippi, Louisiana, and Louisiana on this. You know, I hate that, but it's really boiling down to just getting one track in the middle of both of us and just do it there because, I mean, it's not fair for y'all to have to come to Mississippi for both times. And it's just, you know, we're just going to have to figure something out. You know, we might have to do it in the middle and go to US 90 or something. We might have to do it in the middle, you know. I would even consider doing still, but not calling it Mississippi versus Louisiana. Just call it, the Shake Back Family Reunion or something. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
We're going to make sure we all come together again next year, regardless. So, but yeah, it just won't be at those two. And like I said, me and Mo, we'll figure it out. One thing I like about Mo as a business partner, we come together on things. It's no big eyes and little U's. We're a team. And if he ain't happy, I ain't happy. If I ain't happy, he ain't happy. And that's how we roll. And that's why I deal with him. We don't have no problems. We never have, and we never will. And he'll tell you. It's people ask me to have shows with them out of town. And guess what I tell them? Well, if my brother can't come, I ain't coming. And that's just it. I fuck with him the long way. If he can't come, I can't come. So, you know, that's just it.
I'm got two mics open right quick. People can pop in their hands.
Hey, and we banned him off the post. He can't compete on the Mississippi Resident.
Hey, you better shut up. He ain't going nowhere. Sit down.
No. Hey. We
listen,
you know how it goes.
They be wanting to ban him at home.
Hey, man, program. That man got a program that works. You can't hate that.
Let me tell you something about him that I know. I have shows at the so-called baddest track, and I have shows down here on some of the so-called worst tracks. And guess what? Marvin, come pull up. He parked. He come walk that track. He walked that track about two times. After that second walk, he go to that car. He put that laptop on, and he managed to make it work regardless of what track I go to. He going to get that car down there. Now, he got big time one Tuesday by Polecat. He did. He came back and told me it won't happen again. I found my problem. Sure did. And I ain't going to lie. At one while, they told me, well, you shouldn't let Marvin, let me tell you something, as a promoter, I'm not banding nobody. If they fit them stilts, if to whatever show I'm having, he getting in, I don't care if he win every week. Guess what? That wouldn't do nothing but make me want to boot my shit up some more to try to beat him. Mm-hmm. And that's why I switch up. I don't do run with you wrong all the time. I do anything on nitrous. I do small block nitrous. Then I do a whole turbo. I switch it up. I let everybody make some money. And they love it.
That's right.
I'm going to hit these mics right quick.
See, we got...
What I'm about
to reiterate on that is, in order for our program, you know, to get close to being successful as Mississippi program, is we gotta get the tracks don't want to get on board. They gotta come on. If they don't come on board, it'll never happen. It'll never work. You know what I'm saying? You see how Mika said the first thing come out of the money at the gate is the payout, the shootout money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The motherfucking track don't give a fuck about no shootout money. That's all on you.
Look,
don't
before
take it,
we even
fucking money. Hey, that's all on you after that. They don't give a fuck about motherfucking you. So they don't care about you paying somebody coming in the prep. They don't care about you paying somebody in the bands out on bands. They don't care about you paying somebody to come MC a show. They don't care about none of that shit. All they care about
nope.
The first thing they taking out is their motherfucking rental fee money. Rest of that shit is on you. Period.
Yep.
If you shot on money with the track rental money, I guarantee they're gonna be wanting their fucking money. They're gonna want you to come out your pocket to pay their track rental free money plus on top of that the rest of your expenses. And within doing that, it's too hard of a bargain to even get somebody to consistently,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, promote the motherfucking track shit. Like, you know, it is what it is. Nobody's gonna keep on, you know what I'm saying, opening their door. I'm not gonna say open their door. Nobody's gonna keep on showing up for work. If they're not getting paid at the end of the week, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing from promoting. If you keep on losing money, you're gonna stop giving races.
Yep. And I forgot about this incident. I wanted to cancel the show one time, and
yeah.
They was like, "No, don't cancel. You don't have to cancel." So I asked the owners. I was like, "Y'all sure?" They was like, "Yeah." So we still had the show. I didn't make it what I normally make, but I made good. Guess what the owner told me? The owner said, what is your payout? I said, $2,000. They took them $2,000 out, Get what they did. Me and them got the equal amount at the end of the night. That's why I don't have to use sponsors in Mississippi when I have shows, because they're going to make sure the races get paid before not just me, both of us get paid. And that's why I go hard for the Trek. Regardless of what anybody say about it, I go hard for them because they look out for their promoters. Well, me, for sure. And they look out for everybody, not just me. Don't get it twisted. It's everybody. It's not just, you know, it's not one-sided. But I hate to say this, but sometimes you have to show a person that you mean business. And what I mean by that is my truck that I run on Tuesday nights had an officer there that was mean to my racers, not just the black racers, all racers. And he had a bad attitude. I went to the owner and I told him, listen, you're going to have to do something about that police officer. I don't give a fuck about his badge. Respect goes both ways, and he's not going to be talking to the people that's helping me make y'all money. So you're going to have to either move him or do something. Oh, well, you know, I don't think he means no harm. That's all you got to say. Guess what? That's what I did. The next Tuesday, I had called all my racers, and I told them, we're not going to buy him next Tuesday. We're going to junkyard. Guess what? You could have opened up a goddamn flower pot out there because there wasn't no motherfucking bat out there. And guess what they told him? We ain't coming back till Famika come back. He went 3 months without making no money until he had to get me back. That goes to show you I don't play when it comes to my races. And if they ain't happy, I'm not happy. And so the tracks are going to have to start doing that with the promoters because, yes, you open up your facilities for us, but without us doing the work, you wouldn't be nothing. And that's just real.
All right. You got to have it both ways. Without the track, you have no promoters. And without no promoters to help you fill in them empty spots, you ain't got no races.
Yeah. See, we ain't the type of people going, well, we ain't making, ain't nobody getting paid. No, we don't roll like that.
Nah, fuck that. We don't roll like that. I'm just
fuck that.
Nah, we gonna do right. We gonna pay everybody. We took the L. Look, I know Mika don't give a fuck, and I don't give a fuck. I gotta tell the truth, and I'm gonna put y'all in our business. We was $2,000 and then $2,010 in the negative after that
show
after that show Saturday. Yeah, and the track ain't give a fuck about none of that. This is all on y'all.
Hey, we've been there, done that, got the T-shirt several times, dog.
You just don't know. I want to tell Stephanie.
We got the T-shirt. Y'all want to?
Huh.
Well,
I want to tell Stephanie, like, man, look, motherfucker, you going to get $1,000 and we going to get $1,000. But you know we can do this.
Nah.
Hey, I got like 10 mics open. People been waiting. They'll be open them up. Y'all and send y'all a thing. I know some people have been wanting to chime in. I wanted y'all to finish first. All right, let me go down this line. 504-7295. What we got? 7295-504. Unmute your mic. All right. I'm going to put you back on mute. All right. 504-5073. Who we got?
Who's that, baby? It's all out.
All right. Hang on, Elton. I'm going to go down this line right quick. Catch these people. 504-4258. 504-4258. Who we got?
That's on gonna temporary phone. Just listening in.
You on that burner phone, huh? All
right. I'm going on mute.
You went on mute. Riddell, your mic open. Hang on. And Daniel, your mic open. And Hot, your mic open. All right. Now we may proceed,
hey,
ladies and gentlemen.
Mo.
Hey.
Mo.
Go ahead, Riddell.
Man, I heard everything y'all say. I'm sitting there listening. Why y'all fuck with these tracks then, man? I'm talking about in Baton Rouge. Now, Mika, I'm just strictly talking Baton Rouge. Mika, well,
I know.
Mo, why even fuck with them?
Well, Riddell,
if
to be honest with you, I'm gonna say this, Riddell. To be honest with you, I didn't do it for the track. I did it for the people. To be honest with you. I did it for the people, you know what I'm saying? The local people, you know what I'm saying, that can't travel, you know what I'm saying, and don't have the means to travel to Mississippi to come, you know what I'm saying, to come see that show.
So I just, you know, that's why I give it though, you know what I'm saying, to try to, you know what I'm saying, to do it for the people, to try to give the people, you know what I'm saying, the opportunity to come out and see some good racing. And,
well,
you know, it just didn't work.
Why? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Why keep digging in your pocket and getting burned by the same people? You made the comment that, you know, if you do this, you do that, then that ain't going to happen. But why keep getting burned by the same people over and over and over and over and over before you say, hey, man, I'm going to concentrate on my own racing? Because the money you spend, man, you could put it in your own game and be, and you know. That's all
you
I'm
are
saying.
Right about there,
saying, you know what I mean?
Hey,
you put it in your own game
you
rather
right,
than just throw it on the ground.
You right.
You know? And for some bitch
well,
to show you who they are, you got to understand that's who they are.
You
so
right.
You, yeah.
Want you right about that.
That's who they are. They can't. They're going to be somebody different when they need you. But when they don't need you, they're going to be who they are.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know. So, you know, them old people used to say, if somebody's beating you with a stick and you don't take the stick from him, you deserve to get your ass beat every time you raise his hand up.
Yeah.
So we tried.
That was our final straw. We tried. It just didn't work out. It is what it is. But what I ain't going to do is, I ain't going to motherfucking leave that shit blank for the next promoter to go in there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Optimistic.
And you did 100% right by making the people aware of what was taking place. You know, that they but if they had any kind of respect for you or any kind of doing for you, well, man, we know y'all have fallen a little short. Let us help y'all because y'all bought the program to us. Y'all bought the game to our showcase. Y'all bought people to our track. But they don't give a damn about that shit. As long as they get there, they happy. They don't give a damn about 6-9. It ain't 6-9 and we both have fun. It's 6-8 and I owe you one.
You're pretty much right.
For real.
How funny shit you said in a long time, Riddell. Shit, that was a good one.
Well, you know, man, you know, sometimes bashing these motherfuckers don't help, but making people realize that these people just don't give a fuck about you and let them suffer, and maybe their game will change, you know what I mean? But if you don't let them suffer long enough that they fall flat on their ass, where they can't get off their ass until they call you, then that's a different ballgame, bro. They ain't gonna never respect you because guess what? They only respect you when they see you. They don't respect you when you get away talk about you like a fucking dog, you know? Well, we had them here.
Well,
they did what they did to do what they do, you know?
Well, we was trying to do, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, Darius, Nika, you know what I'm saying, you know, and other people, you know what I'm saying, you know, we was trying to, you know, shake it back, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, get the racing back at State Capitol, you know what I'm saying, since State Capitol. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like they was trying to work with the racers, you know what I'm saying, and the fans and so forth. So, all right, we're like, all right, well, we'll they're trying to, you know, look like they're trying to do right by us. So we're going to try to go ahead on and, you know, give a show there, you know, move the show over there. So that's what we did, and, you know, that was the outcome. So, hey, we tried. Hey,
what Darius and Nika doing. You know, they trying to get the chair, but I'm telling you like this. I'm not finna promote a motherfucking thing for nobody for free. Fuck letting me in free. Fuck that. If I ain't getting paid to hype your shit, that shit won't be hype. And that's just dead on it. But I get what they doing. And I have told them the same thing. If they ain't paying y'all for promoting and putting it out there, because if they don't put nothing on Facebook, I don't know what they can be having going anyway, to be honest with you.
You honestly think State Capitol give a shit? They don't give a damn about whether you come back or not.
Don't.
They got a Friday night program, and that's all they worry about, and they've been worried about that for the last 50 years. And if you think anything else going to change around there, as long as Gary is around there, shit, you better read a different storybook because it ain't going to never change. They got
due to the incident that happened with me, I was told, you know, they already don't want grudge racing over here anyway.
No. They got people been in the state capital I'm going to show you how far the state capitol ain't changed. The man that was on the line with the mob been there since 1983. AJ been there since 1981. You think they're changing? Do you think they're changing? Man, be serious. 1981 people been laying around that track. You think they're changing?
Well, in this aspect, that we actually didn't give a grudge race. We actually gave a shootout.
Exactly.
I want to interrupt on some of that.
These places have got such a bad name. You're not going as much racing you do all over the country, Mo. You're not going to get people to come here and support these people because they know the consequences.
And look, what I said earlier. So it's more of a local thing to us local Mississippi and Louisiana people. You know what I'm saying? So they can't just rely on us having a big gigantic show to be able to afford the expenses that they're requiring for the rent their facilities. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost hard. You know what I'm saying? It's almost impossible to try to
extremely hard.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the give a decent payout for the races because you know you ain't gonna be paying out no $1,500 and think you're gonna get people to come at that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It is what it is. So we did $3,000 is a decent little payout for a local show. You know what I'm saying? It never was intended to be a big old gigantic show. That's why it's titled Mississippi versus Louisiana for the local South Mississippi people and Louisiana people. So. It's hard to get them to understand, what we're trying to do. And that's why, why they don't have a bunch of promoters, trying to give shows in.
Yeah, Mo, you got a lot of variables going on with the situation. Like you're saying, by the track, the track is just not, no problem in state capital, just not known for a track that's going to get down. No, you got steel like steel. You can anybody and their grandma can brag on steel track. You got House of Hook, stuff like that. You know them tracks branded because they know that the track is gonna be right for a car to go down there. If you ain't got the reputation, you're not gonna get the crowd like you're looking for. And then like local stuff, it's kind of like racing is dying out down here in Louisiana. You got old cats that been diehard racers. They ain't got old and stuff like that, and the new generation is just not on that level of racing no more. They want, powder and donuts and stuff like that, It's kind of like the generation is changing dramatically. You got a big gap in the race game like that. And for, like, Mississippi, and Louisiana is two different states. You got different type of atmosphere. That's why the crowd is different like that. Mississippi... all day long, every day of the week, you're going to have, a good turnout racing. That's what they like doing out there. But Louisiana, we got so many things going on out here. You got, like you said, all the football games this season. You got Essence Fest. You got this fest. You got that festival. You got all kind of stuff going on. Everybody not just into racing like that out here, And that's kind of like part of the reason why we don't have a decent crowd at our local tracks, But the track gotta get on point for the shit to kind of turn around to get out of town to even come over here, Even us local, we don't want to go down to no problem or stay cow like Tom Bob because the tracks just don't hold type of cars that, that we trying to race right now, You got drag raider. Right. The drag raider world is taking over anywhere outside Louisiana. You can't bring that to Louisiana because none of the cars just ain't going to get right like that. Majority of the cars ain't going to get down there like they need to. You can go anywhere out of town and start drag raider racing. You're going to have so much action out there, it's unreal. But the track guy get on point for even anything to shake down here for us.
Louisiana done start coming to my Tuesday night. I gave away $4,000 last season. On a Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying,
Man, who coming race on them guardrails?
It just ain't happening if the track ain't there. You know, if the track ain't working, you're just not going to get the crowd. You're not going to get the racing car that you want, you know.
It don't matter what guardrails they're racing on. We making it work down here.
I'm gonna just address Elton real quick with this. Elton, we tried to get.
Oh yeah,
speaking on what you said. We tried getting the tracks on board. You know what I'm saying? There's only so much trying you can do before you got to move on. And that's
right.
The point we're at.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They got to get themselves together. They got to put, like I said, they got to put forth the effort to get the track to start on a consistent basis to be right. You just can't, somebody just out of the blue going to promote a race over there, and then y'all going to try to get that done and think it's going to be all, you know, all peachy cream, you know? It's got to be a consistent
right.
thing. Man, I go out of town.
No,
I got videos out of town tracks that I went to. Man, the cat had the rotator and three draggers behind him. Not one, three. The rotator, three draggers went behind him all through the day of the event.
Yes,
spraying the track.
Can y'all hear me?
How you gonna compete against that?
This is how we feel. I'm speaking for myself on the Madisonville boys. I gauge myself on Big Jake. Remember, Jake started throwing races when Mo and all of us first started throwing races. He has support of the track. So look at his race now. How many people go out there to his race? He got a good track that's helping him. We ain't got no help in Louisiana, so that's why we just shut it
down. Yeah.
I mean,
hey,
so
think about it.
If we had that facility over here in Louisiana helping us throw races, how big Mocha and everybody else can make this thing be over here.
Man, if you look at what Big Dick did, Big Dick tried to throw a race in Louisiana, and they fucked him the same way, and he moved out of Louisiana.
Right. I'm just saying,
he don't support no evil.
We all started about the same time throwing big race, started doing races.
Yes, but Big Jake had one of the biggest races you won't go to in Shreveport.
I know.
It wasn't that big
in the beginning, but he got support from the track.
That's crazy as hell. You went to Big Jake race at River. That motherfucker was as big as the one he gave over there, but they fucked his eyeballs out.
Yeah, we were there that weekend. I remember that.
It was all parked all
Tony
in the
Wright.
Fucking field for 3 days.
In a field. We parked in a field. Yeah, that bitch was big up there. It's Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they fucked his eyeballs out. Them Sam 2 motherfuckers had no problem. And he said he had never set foot in Louisiana again. And he left and they never come back.
Well, that's what y'all going to have to do, because it ain't going to make no sense to say stop supporting them and this and that. If everybody's saying, well, okay, we ain't going to go there, but then if somebody have a show there that you fuck with, you still going there, so it still ain't going to be a difference.
No, the problem is you just got to stop supporting them, period. How many times you going to beat that dead horse? They move from one end to the other end. They move from your asshole to your head. When you going to stop?
Just like Mo said, the track's got to get involved. That's just the bottom line. The track's got to get involved. They got
to
get. I'm just saying that's what's going to need to take place. That, if they don't do that, then it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen like it's supposed to if they don't get involved.
You've been trying to beat this horse for 5 years, and that motherfucker ain't learned yet. You ought to just put the horse in the path and get it alone.
For five years, we've been talking about the same shit.
It ain't got no better. Every time you give a race, you could come on this talk show and somebody done got fucked. They done stole your money, done took your money, or people didn't show up for your race. How many times that going to happen? Before you learn, leave them alone. Back up from them. Put your money in your own program, and the people that want to see racing, go to the gas station, put some gas in your truck, and drive up the road. Go see some good racing. Everdale, even Twin Peaks got a fucking crowd now. Twin Peaks, Gulfport, Mississippi. Man, go see somebody else. Don't go to these motherfuckers.
You at 90?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Scooby. US 90? Go to them tracks. Man, I went to US 90 fucking with standing room only.
Yeah. That's all cool, Riddell. But like you're saying, though, everybody ain't able to do that.
If you're able to come to State Capitol from anywhere else, you're able to go to Shreveport or either fucking Lake Charles. Who can't go to Lake Charles, man?
Hey man, I can't speak for everybody, bro. I'm just saying everybody can move around like that though, really. Yeah.
Me and you, we
can move around, but you can't afford to go
2.5 hours or 3 hours up the road to race. You in something that you can't afford to do.
Man, a lot of motherfuckers in there can't afford to do it, but they still do it. Shit. Yeah, that ain't saying nothing.
Well, then if you still
shit.
Do it, then you
that
find
ain't,
a
that
way
ain't
to
that,
do it.
Bro. Shit.
Then you find a way to do it in another way, Arthur. That's just plain and simple. You find.
Hey, man, look, I feel what you're saying, but like I said, everybody can't do that, though.
Man, look, as an independent, I never could afford to
travel.
I look. So
people at State Capitol, I've seen. But watching these videos and going there, I don't see their cars never step footing like to the other track that I go to. I ain't never seen more in my life.
Well, guess
so
what?
So you just can't, you know, they might not even want to do that. That's something they don't want to do, travel. They might just want to go to their local track and just do that.
You can't satisfy everybody, so let them people
I know that's what I'm trying to tell you, you know. But that's what they're going
to
do. They're going to go to the local track.
Let them people
they're
going
to go to the local track.
Let them stay there. You can't change that. Let them people stay where they can afford to race. But as a promoter, don't go over that because you know it's a fucking coming. You know you ain't going to get the crowd. So why even spend your money? When you look at the money Moen spend in advertising, their time, and all other bullshit, they lost more than $2,000.
You sure right.
You sure
they
right.
Few
hotels.
So let the people
flyers.
Go.
You right about
go.
That.
Let the people go where they can go, and the other people go somewhere else and race. That's all I'm saying. You can't stop. You can't satisfy everybody. But the ones that can afford to go to State Capitol, no problem. May God be with you. May God be with you. Go to State Capitol. Go to no problem. But as a promoter. Man, I wouldn't give shit to neither one of these motherfuckers because you're going to come out on the short end of the stick.
Oh, don't worry. I ain't.
Let me tell you what happened. You know, at one time, we used to go to State Capitol. Guess who would put up the pot? State Capitol. Guess who would put up the pot on Saturdays, on Wednesday nights and Saturdays when they raced at State Capitol? State Capitol. Ask anybody that used to go to State Capitol. You used to pay for a tech card, get in the gate, and a purse was put up by the fucking racetrack. And you know what's spoiled all that? These promoters come up with these $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 pots, and they putting them up. And then what them track owners did, put their fucking money in pocket and say, we fuck these folks. Let them come put their own money up. All we going to do is open the gate and open our hands. And that's what they've been doing ever since. They've been doing
Scooby,
that ever
since. Did
I
say Scooby was
out here? I don't know. I've seen Scooby was at Ducks Race. I guarantee you Duck better not fuck over nobody over that. I bet you Duck better not fuck over nobody at Valdosta. Or you won't see a soul over there racing. Them guys ain't going to go over there playing with that bullshit. But because he put on a good show, he pays people. They get in there, they get out of there. They finish the race, they go home. Guess what?
I don't have no problem.
They happy. They happy as they want to be. Go up there to Twin Peaks and ask them boys how happy they is now that Twin Peaks spent the money to get their facility right for small tire racing. They packed up there. Come to Hell at the Dell next Saturday. They're going to be packed over there because them people doing what it takes to entertain the racer. They know they're going to get their money. If they entertain the racers, they money coming to them. But if they don't give a damn about the racers, they got to rob the promoter. Hell at the Dell gonna be packed Saturday.
So I'm gonna mic open. 504-3810. Who we got?
That's just me coughing on the phone, Jan. I'm listening.
Hot rod.
Please stop boosting him up.
Hey, Mika, you better go ahead. Mika, you better go ahead. Cause when I get to shoot that, some bitch out the gate, I'm coming. Hey, I used to come to Mississippi and Prentice before you probably was a teenager. We used to come up there every weekend and cut the fuck up. So we gonna come back to over there.
Come back. I'm gonna get you popped.
Hey, Hitman get hit too yet?
I was proud of you though. Cut that wind light off.
Yeah, we're trying. We went up there with one of the homeboys. We had some fun, and I was just surprised the car went down the track.
Did D Brown and that guy run? Cause I was so busy.
Nah, he didn't. He came, but he said he had heard his car, trying to get it ready, and he told us race day. So I mean, we just said, all right, cool. He a homeboy too, so we ain't all get by. It's all good. They gonna get it together, and they gonna do it anyway. So it's all good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't make it, but I will say, I know one thing. D. Brown said he know one man said he wanted to win out of both of them, but he was waiting on him to say something. Because he just sat down there, and he was looking to be a Ghostbuster that day. I ain't going to lie now.
I'm just glad I finally met the pastor. I met the preacher.
Oh, Lord.
I met the preacher. Michael Dillon, I met the preacher.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, damn.
I was like,
yeah.
You, Mike? Yeah, okay. What's up,
I thought she was about to say Darius, and she said Michael Dillon.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she
I don't know who he preaching to.
She met Reverend Lowdown. She met Reverend Lowdown.
He preacher.
I don't know who he preaching to. He doing sign language, huh?
Oh,
shit.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah, but we had fun, man. I mean, like you say, we had fun.
Yeah,
there,
we did.
I think it was a majority of fun. We got some talking we trying to do because, you know, like y'all was talking about earlier, that little thing. But we're going to holler at both of the homeboys. They're going to clear that up. They got to clear that up. That was I think that had something to do with toxicity levels and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'd be all right. They're going to be all right. It wasn't nothing. Nobody messed over nobody. It's just whatever, love pushing around and whatever, and that was it. So it should be good. We're going to get them together. We'll clear that up.
D. Quinn don't act like that, so he put that all of a lay on his damn thing.
He was sliding around. I saw that hat going here. I saw that hat going here. Jamie said the hat flew high, ride the hat in the air. Oh man, what they doing?
I looked over there. I said, Jamie, we took off over there.
I ain't gonna lie. All the way home, he lit that man like, bro. I fuck with dude, man. I hate that hat, man. That ain't cool, man. He was beating himself up going home. I said, man, y'all going to get y'all talked that out. Y'all straighten it out, man. Y'all will be all right. Y'all straighten it out. He beating himself up going home. Man, I said, you all right. Y'all will be all right. Let it die down.
Well,
y'all talk.
Well, side piece was. I ain't see old side piece. What he was?
I don't know. I know he told me he had to do some work. You know, I think they've been doing that new levy. They got that new levy going on. Down here,
mm-hmm.
So they've been working, putting that new levy. Shit, all the boys been rolling that dirt. Y'all got them dump trucks. I'll be there. Now, when y'all take all them pictures up in Mississippi riding dump trucks like Smoke, riding a dump truck, he can't even shift. Talking about he dump truck driving. You gonna see?
Not too much. You better watch it. Not too much. You don't want one race and got ignorant. Not too much.
Now you know me. Hey, me and Smoke got a feather in our head. Now sooner or later, somebody feather got to come out. I ain't none. Yeah, but y'all, it sounds like y'all said it. Other than, like, with y'all experience and stuff. But, I mean, as far as, like, showing, said, the people had a good time. But, you know, that'd be why most promoters do it, because they like to see people have a good time with something like that. But nobody spend their money to give away some more either. You know, everybody got to understand it's about making something if you can, but not losing nothing either, you know. So. We respect that, too. Y'all got to do what y'all got to do as far as a place that might do what they supposed to do to help y'all. Like y'all said, y'all business-minded. Y'all holler at some of them other tracks. These tracks that's doing it for the people, but them people that made their name. So them tracks can say whatever they want because people going to come. But if you got a track that's trying to get themselves together and telling you got to do this and do that, it ain't no guarantee nobody gonna come because it's not in the wind that they're gonna be able to get down. It's just what it is.
Yeah. Basically, we was trying, you know what I'm saying? We was trying to build a rapport, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, between Mika and myself, we have 5 doggone shows on the calendar. You know what I'm saying? You would think that somebody that's gonna be a repeated, you know what I'm saying? Do repeated business with you would be willing to, you know what I'm saying, work with them. Man, the people won't work with, they won't work with the money. That's all they won't work with.
Well, you know how it go. You know, you
what's
bring,
his name?
You gonna
what's
bring
the dude's name with the beard?
Cody.
Ooh.
Cody. Yeah, Moses pretty much telling, like, you know, he was pretty much telling him, you know, y'all can, you know.
Boy, you know, there's something about Nick here.
I'm like, shut the fuck up, let's go.
Hey, you know, hey, business moves, it's business. It is what it is.
Hey, yeah, whatever, man. Hey.
That's it. It's all to it. But y'all, it was a good one. Like I said, we had fun first outing for us. Got a little win, and it was against one that had been
swinging that goddamn win, bro. I'm swinging that goddamn win.
But I got to take my hat off to him because he flipped 2 of y'all. Goddamn Claiborne, Jerry Claiborne. He was my hero this weekend. Jerry Claiborne, my
friend. Oh, yeah, you ain't lying, man. He got the, I saw the first in that little grudge, man.
Yeah. Jerry going up there with 7-Eleven, I say, I know Meek up there talking about, boy, he about to knock his head off. Boy,
listen,
Claiborne went on
what?
To the motherfucking
nah, listen.
House.
I told that dude, I can't. I want that Malibu. Oh, I want that Malibu. I ain't talking about the race.
Hey, Famiko, we trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Where y'all street calls at? Y'all got all race calls out there. Where y'all street calls at?
Baby, let me tell you something. I'm just going to be real. I like the Daily Driver stuff, but they irks my goddamn nerves.
Like, you ain't got to be a Daily Driver, but y'all got full-blown race calls.
I was gonna put my awesome in, but I didn't have. I'm on slick, and I didn't.
Oh,
Lord. Hey, one of them dudes
that
you would have been on slick,
so Darius would pull that wig off.
Listen, that's one thing about wearing a wig. I got hair under here. He could have put it out. I was gonna snatch them dentures out.
Oh, Lord.
Not the dentures.
I didn't know that dentures were real. I swear, I thought he used to just joke. He pulled them out.
I don't think none of us knew till he started fussing one day on the line.
Yeah, and she come flying on the
I know you are.
Oh, she my girlfriend. Oh, she just chimed in, too. I was just hanging up. 514-2172, who we got? 2172, who is it?
You're ragging and stuff. Derek,
what's
that, man? Some
bitches. I saw me. Derek, you might go open, too.
Hell
y'all
no.
Y'all so fucking crazy. Leave Young Young mouth alone.
Tonight is fucking hard, ain't it?
Did y'all?
Y'all
Ali walk around there? Ali walk around there with a damn race suit with crease in. I heard this 2 weeks
ago. Who? Darren?
Ali.
Oh, man.
Ali, what you got that suit pressed? You ain't got it pressed?
I said, need a press this suit in case of the
street. No, indeed, man. That bitch been in the car. Look, that bitch been in the car folded up so goddamn
long. He
got
a crease.
Hey,
man.
You ride with me, man. When I get through pressing, my suit was going to meet at the store.
That motherfucker been in the car folded up since we was last at No Problem.
For real?
Been in the car folded up. Yes, indeed. So we ain't been nowhere.
Ali had that bitch in between the mattress and the box spring. Your bitch going to be fresh.
No, man. That bitch was behind the driver's seat folded up with the helmet on top of her.
Now look at my boy Crease down.
Hey, Famika.
Huh?
Hey, you talking that shit about Reverend Jenkins? You don't want him to pull them teeth out and put their mouth on you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. You're going to be in broke for him looking for him.
I do not want no gums on my tooth.
Lord have mercy, y'all love
he'll come
me.
To
the
Reverend Meekum. Reverend Meekum Lowe.
Meet the meat.
Reverend, hey, Reverend Gummy.
Don't
y'all,
do
y'all
buy
a bunch of. Y'all buy
my
roll,
dog.
Reverend Jenkins, he about to bless y'all right now.
Uh-oh.
Y'all buy a bunch of bitches. Y'all about
y'all
a bunch right motherfuckers on here now.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. It's one person I was worried about. That boy with that white Mustang, Huey, Dewey, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That motherfucker will fly.
Yeah, that bitch fly. That motherfucker fly.
Yeah.
No.
Nice
but, man, look. Hey, I can tell y'all what. I'm prepared to jump on the road and go wherever the fucking racing going on there. Cause you ain't got to worry about me back over there no. I told you. You ain't got to worry about me back over there and that motherfucker trying again. You got to change everything up on the motherfucking car to try and get down there, bitch. Fuck that. Mm-mm. Don't do nothing but hurt
the
car.
The first night, you almost took the wig all the way out. I had to jump on
it. Yeah, I told you better put some hair pins or some glue on that motherfucker.
You left
some bullhorns wasn't on there.
I'm just
the
trying to see why James would run around your car like this. Why James would run around the car like that on that video? He was the lineup man or something.
Who?
That's Clyde's car. That's Clyde
oh.
One of our cars in our group.
Okay, I can't.
Who run around
okay.
The car?
He saw me when that video I run around the car and Clyde made
mm-hmm.
a pass. When actually he run that little turbo car.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
I turn the bottles off.
I ain't see half the fucking racing shit. I ain't see half the damn racing, man.
I tell you what, I don't.
I got to
I
hear Hot Rod
really
bragging on he done turned the wheel light on. Let me call. Let me see what Rolla got to say about this.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. It would have been nice to see if I wouldn't have lost that goddamn relay on that big end. It'd have been nice to see for that second round. I tell you that fucking much.
Yeah.
Hey, Hot Rod,
yeah.
I get this. That one video I seen, that TA looked good. I'ma tell you.
Appreciate it, man.
On the fucking motor.
You look good. That guy was on motor.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's on the motor.
My bad. Okay. Hey,
nah,
you don't
find
too many men.
I'm just scared now.
That's all we're saying.
Y'all keep telling me it's on the fucking modem.
No. We had all the nitrous on.
Too late.
She fell for it at first. She said, "Oh, that was on motor." Yeah, it was on motor.
That was all the nitrous.
Yeah. I'm taking notes. Dear Ronald, he run
on the
motor. Oh, I tell you what. Ooh wee, man. That'll be Christmas in November. Bring it.
You know, you really don't. I'm really glad you came, because you don't really find a lot of real light skin, you know, still racing one, or it's normally the dark skin.
Ain't that a motherfucker?
You represented for him. You represented for him.
Hey, I'm trying to find my costume, because I just might do some Holly Spring trick-or-treat shit.
Oh, shit. What'd you say? You want me to book your room? That was it.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. I know one thing. I could try to go to some out that hole up there.
Oh, yeah. And they got the guy coming in to prep, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're trying to figure something out for that. That's a nice one, too. A little trip.
Yeah.
To hang out.
Let's ride,
exactly.
Man.
Shit,
I'm about to tell you.
I'm down for it.
I don't want to run the staging lanes. Yeah. I want to walk around and get drunk.
Oh, Lord. No, you know
you
what
you hang with Reverend Gumby. You want to hang with Reverend
Gumby.
You're
going to be free. Around and get drunk. You're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
No, I'm
you
not
want hang
with
Reverend Gumby.
I'm not
Gary's in the stall
Gumby.
Now.
I'm
going to be chained up in the stall.
Huh?
Mika,
I'm
Gary's
chained up in the stall. I ain't going to let him loose.
I drunk. Drunk in the passenger seat looking crazy in your own car, just looking in the mirror. I said, what's she doing? She's trying to decide whether she's coming or going. She in her own car looking crazy. Then she realized she was in the passenger seat. She jumped in the driver's side and cooked that motherfucker up, about to run over everything and no problem.
But
I said, y'all better go get
fun.
That girl. I said, go get her.
That was them strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah, they brought them daiquiris over there.
Y'all care about this shit.
Hey, we was all drinking.
Hey, nobody forced
everybody.
You to drink them, though.
Man.
She walking up and down the staging lane, moving and hollering. Her pressure went up. That was a wrap.
Man, I ain't know if I was going to come.
Man, shut up.
She was like social studies in school. She was history.
Oh,
that was good. They snuck up on my ass, though.
That's how Reverend Gumby's gonna do too. You go to Holly Springs and be drinking, he's gonna sneak up on your ass.
I can't fool with Darius. He's blind, ain't had no teeth. I'm gonna be fucked up.
He ain't all the children defending. He fell off to you.
That's my boy.
Hey, I saw Darius running through the staging. I mean, running through the staging lane with a drink, trying not to waste it. I said, when he gets to that starting line, they're gonna be hollering about calling a medic up here. They need to feed the machine and everything. You know, Darren ain't supposed to be out there drinking, let alone be running and hollering. I said, Lord, look at this here. But I
didn't have to
thing.
Worry about
what
next to get off on.
Shit, I ain't used to running no shootouts, but I tell you one thing. If you running
see,
in a shootout,
a minute,
you don't get
wait
time,
hold
you don't
whoa,
get
whoa,
time
whoa.
To look
hold
at
on.
Shit.
Shut up, Hot Rod. And see, I will mind my business.
Oh,
your boy
shit.
Just inbox me and go say, Ronald don't want them problems. Candy Quinn, get out of my inbox.
Hey, we get to a track where we can both get on up out of there. I'm going to tell you like this. If I'm looking at him, I'm going to shake him when I pass.
Oh, not too much now. Not too much.
All right now. Me and
not
him all right, but I know he like to talk shit. But me and him got a date one of these days in life. It's going to happen.
I ain't lying. I really want to see it. Just because of all the smack talk that y'all been doing for about a year about it, I really want to see it for real.
Oh.
Real talk.
I ain't tripping. I'm settling in. You scratch him down. But I got to do Tim too now. Because Tim been talking that shit to me. Every time he see me at the track, I ride, I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah, Tim Brown.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You were doing good. Don't fuck
no,
with
Tim
Frankenstein.
No, Tim been threatening me. Tim been threatening me.
It wasn't a threat.
Last time we was out there, Tim threatened me. Shit.
It was cold at night.
Well, hey, what? Oh, ain't that something? What Riddell said? The old folks said, you don't let nobody keep trying to whoop you with a stick. You don't take it from him. He keep hitting me with that stick. I let him make it, goddamn.
Riddell was speaking some real shit tonight, though, God. He was speaking some real stuff.
I know Riddell told me he's about to bring that motherfucker out of South Carolina, so I know he's about to terrorize goddamn trick-or-treat. What you going to do, Riddell?
Riddell going to the hole, to the Dell, whatever, hell in the Dell.
Oh, okay, 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 gee.
I think now.
But I'm going to tell you, y'all had some people out there that a lot of us had never seen before that came out. They came out. People that were local. I met a lot of people from, like, just across the river that brought their cars out there from, like, across the river from us on the West Bank that brought their cars that usually run up in Georgia and here and there, here and there. And they came. They came out there. I ain't know none of them people. Oh, the goddamn.
Yeah.
Y'all some people showed up from this side. I mean, you know, from Louisiana side. We always say Louisiana don't, but Louisiana did. They showed up.
Yeah.
Some people came, man. They had some people came, man. Real talk.
Right.
And I'm glad because I ain't gonna lie to y'all. There is no other state that I would rather do this week. Like, we all have fun together. Like, don't get me wrong. My crew, John Perkins crew, and Mo can vouch for this. We in Alabama all the time. Every time they do it, so we taking 3 and 4 cars, bringing the action over there, and they don't support that. You know, I feel like this is my thing. I feel like if a person is coming to support you a lot, even if you don't bring a car, you can bring your ass. You know, I'm firm on being a supporter. I'm firm on that. So I just feel like, you know, we go out of our way to do that. You know, I just feel like they should have came to, you know, they should come support me and Mo like we do them. You get what I'm saying? But you can't expect everybody to be like we are, and we cool with it, you know?
Yeah.
I get in my mode, and I be like, fuck them. I ain't going over them. They can suck my ass. But, you know, my crew taking calls, I'm going with my crew. You get what I'm saying? So it's just we don't have to worry about no beef and nobody mad and running to pull no guns over there. It's, Alabama, I like going over there because I like steel, but it's the – It's just,
but you can get down the track, though.
You can. That's a good thing. You can.
You can't do that over here.
You know, I just feel like this. You could take whatever's like me. No, I know people don't want to race at the tracks I have shows with, but I do this for the people that do. And like I said, Marvin Posey and Clyde and a few more that I know spent hella money on their program, they don't care about that. If I'm having something, they coming, and they bringing their cars, and they ain't complaining, and I love that because I take what I got and work and make it work for my Mississippi people, and I'm going to continue to do that. It's hard. It is.
Hey,
but it's
hey, we gonna, I'm gonna say this to you. We talk that shit with you. And I ain't going to lie, you get on my goddamn nerves talking about what the fucking Mississippi do. Mississippi. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. But you be bringing the action. You be bringing the action. I ain't going to lie. Hey, I be like, this motherfucker get on my goddamn nerves with this.
Listen,
yeah.
You know what's the
but
told
y'all,
me.
But you know, we know it go, y'all got a lot of spots up there. I said it before. Oh, it go down up there. We used to come up there every Sunday we was up there. Ask Paul.
Listen,
we don't
care about if we would have had this show at home. They don't care. And listen, it was Jackson State home coming Saturday. They don't care about the game. They like to go to the after fix. And when the shootout was over, that's what they would done. Went to the club and stuff after the shoot. But they were going to come get some free $3,000.
Hey, but you know, we used to come to that track. We used to come to y'all track. about 11 or 12, we knew one thing. It ain't going to get packed to after church. After church, watch that hillside. We'd be out there ready. We know one thing.
Hell
that hillside
yeah.
going to fill up. And
hell yeah.
We knew it. We knew it. But
and
before
now
that, I mean,
say,
I'm talking like around when Kyle making some butter. Kyle making some butter, Gigolo, everybody. I mean, everybody
mm-hmm.
back then. That's
and
now I'm
that
telling
he
my,
has
I'm telling my age.
Now that the track service. Now that the track service has been redone, I'm about to turn show love the fuck up in Prince.
Get tired of this
for
shit.
Real.
Turn my alerts off. You don't get this shit. I know goddamn.
But
nah,
I do.
But do y'all thing, man.
I love
it,
Louisiana
it'd be
for
awesome.
Real. Yeah, it's gonna be all good.
But
well,
we about to
I'm
show it. It's
to
coming now, cause they scratching and they itching now. We about to be coming.
Oh, it's
coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm tired of talking to losers. I'm going to get back on the Mississippi side because I don't like to talk to losers a whole lot. So I'm going to go on
Well, you need not go on Mississippi side.
You know. Yeah.
Hang up, Gene.
Yeah. I got you. No, I muted it right quick. I unmuted the big smoke.
Really?
Hello? Yeah, you heard it. Nah, the you mic are. Is muted. You
right. Really?
Nah, yeah. You there.
That's absurd. I'm going to pray for you when I go to Michael Church. I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah, don't pray for me.
Don't believe praying can help
me. In there. Y'all ain't going nowhere but the other way.
Yeah,
let
that
me stop. Let me stop messing with my people. My people, he all right. He doing right. Michael told us they tried to start some shit about me winning that race. Michael said, "See, drag racing has changed. I'm not about the."
Oh shit!
You fell off.
Well, all right, y'all. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you
right.
Other stuff. If y'all all do right. Something to trick or treat, let me know, okay?
All right.
All right.
Like, what did you say,
Harold?
Hello. No,
I say, Mike say, Eric started messing with Michael. Eric put a picture up there of the win, and said, "I ain't gonna say nothing." Mike say, "See, drag racing has changed, and I'm not dealing with the negative. Y'all can have this."
Oh man,
when they told me what you said, Jamie out there, I said, "Boy, Jamie got enemy for life." Jamie say, "What? What y'all gonna do now that Hot Rod did what?" Oh man, shit! My dog kept walking. I had to make sure motherfucker wasn't setting fire to the fence.
shit.
But old Troy, cool, man. We had fun. I told Troy I always did respect him, you know. We talk our shit. But I told him, I'll race you, man, you know. But Kadu always talking that shit. Yeah, Hot Rod. Why you want to try to set Troy up with Lorenzo? Troy wants your ass. Okay. Well, me and Troy got together. Now, I know he listening. He about to press that one button. Now, goddamn it!
He about to press that one button on the motor for real.
he pressed that one button on the motor. You gonna knock the fucking ass off? He get come out there on the motor. You gonna knock that motherfucking ass off?
Quiet. You're going to make him get on that two-step in a minute, watch.
Oh, yeah. You're going to cut up now.
He's pressing that button under the bumper in the back under the roll thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Turn on the data log. Oh,
I thought he had a fucking trans brake on the back of the car helping the man launch the car better. Cut a better light.
Hey, who was that little Nova 2, man? They said that car was that's a local car, but I had is that the same? Is that the burgundy one from the, on y'all side? No, that was a nitrous car. That was turbo.
That's a little turbo. They said that dude moved down here from somewhere else. He's working down here or something like that. And he'd been here for a while, and he always come into the truck.
So. All right. That was a new one to see, you know.
Yeah. Shit, that was something that's going to move.
Yeah,
it's sitting right, too, boy.
Oh, yeah. Why, Mister? Hey, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me to cut everybody off? Ain't on here. Daniel, bring your fucking ass out there with your car and get in these goddamn shootouts. That's what you do.
Yeah, and I
be listening. Hey, Steven, now I just know I heard that woman said, Cody beat Marvin. Bam. Don't tell me I'm lying no more. I knew you had beat him, Steve. The lady just came on here and said that shit. Jamie about to mute my mic.
Hello? Hello? I can still hear you, hot.
Oh, looking for my boy Cheese, didn't show up, man, goddamn. He could have came without the call, man. She just come on.
Yes. I mean, he was talking about bringing it. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody just texted my phone and said Cheese ain't come because he thought Haynes game was going to show up.
Oh, Lord, my life.
Boy, that one
Lord
button about
life.
To go off now.
You got that motherfucker got there. Oh, man. Sound like a James Brown record in a minute. Come on, Cheese. Press one.
Now look.
Oh, yeah. Ye little brother, God damn it. Oh, he about to cut up. Oh, man. Somebody better shake Keys. Somebody hit the rail of Cora. Somebody let them know he's talking. They're looking for him. They had less of the Baton Rouge calls that I thought was going to show up too, man. But I mean, shit, we had 20. How many calls we had from Louisiana side?
Fourteen was in the shootout on that side. Cause they only had like 7, huh?
Twenty-one. Shit, Louisiana showed up. Louisiana showed up. We just ain't sparring enough to make them go down there. But they had some. Louisiana had some heat. We had some heat. Just didn't turn out the right way. That's all. They showed up. They sure came. 20-something calls. Shit. But matter of fact, the last time we was at Prentice, didn't we have more than them too?
No, they had like 30-something
the first
calls.
Time they dropped
us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now when we was in, it's no problem, we had more again.
We had no problem. We had 30-something calls.
Yeah. See, we be showing up. A lot of times, I think, you know, we just got to, like you said, got to let the home team know they be showing up. Come on with it. Just keep coming with it. You got to, but we got to get them out there and do more with them during the time before so we can get them down when it's time. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're right.
The ball's coming now. We always in the double digits with calls. They be there. But like you said, I mean, I don't know where y'all going to go next, but I tell you from what I've been seeing and been by lately, y'all talking a good talk about, 90. It's like they trying to work something out. Some people just got to go and see that it's a comfortable distance on the back end now. Because a lot of people know it from before. They scared of that. Everybody ain't got no goddamn Will Woods and no parachutes. It'd be the dune buggy that fucking humpback there, which is not there no more. They got to know that. They didn't fix
right.
them with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it didn't fix all that.
Yeah. But like I said, I never did really hit shootouts. One thing you need to know, you're not going to get to go watch no goddamn racing if you're in a shootout, especially if they run it like it's supposed to be ran. You got to run your run, get back to your trailer, get your car together, get it cooled off, get it ready, charged up, all your shit together, and then about that time, you got about another 40 minutes to bring your ass to the line. That's the only
yeah,
way
yeah.
you're going to get it done. That's the only way you're going to get
right.
it done so the people can see it all, you know?
Yep, you're right about that, huh?
Well,
damn, cheese ain't pressed the one button.
What?
See, I thought cheese would have pressed the one button by now.
He on here. He was, let me Uh-oh. See. Another one on here.
I think he might have fell off. I don't see him no more. Once he pressed the one button.
No, he must have fell off. Let me refresh.
Hey, I got a B. Brown text me. He said when he off again and they're available. You like to try that with Slimer.
All right. I know one of them listening on here. We get the message
okay.
to them.
All right.
Oh, yeah, man. That cheese ain't on here. It just fell off. All right. Yeah, shit. That was something we definitely needed, man. Shit. When's the next one, shit? What they got coming up next? Got Hell in the Dell this weekend. When's Trick or Treat? He's toward the end of October, huh?
Same weekend. Both on the same weekend. This weekend.
Oh, so Trick or Treat next weekend? Or this weekend?
This weekend. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, man, that's quick. You know, I was hyped, too. Both of them about the same. Man, Averdell might be a little closer. Could be.
Yeah, even they're closer than Hot Springs.
Spring 5, same as
us. I know, yeah, I know. Even they're 4 hours from New Orleans. Hot Springs, every bit of right at 6 hours.
Yeah, like 5 and something for us, Hot Springs. So yeah.
Yeah,
but either that ain't no quick little. Let's take it this weekend trip.
Yeah, no, that's when you got to plan around it.
Yeah, cause you got to plan to stay. You know, you jump up and just like, you know, US 90 here, mm-hmm. even that more. It's a tough ride back home.
Yeah, 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the thing. Baby, leave,
I don't
bro.
Think I'll make it.
Mm-hmm. So, man, we stopped every so often, got coffee, we come home. I tell you, it was a bad one when we went to Travis Race.
Oh, at Emerald Coast?
Oh, man, coming home. Oh, man, we stopped every other
man, I...
5-10 miles and pull over and get something to drink, get coffee and something to snack
damn
on
it,
while
we
you
parked
drive.
On we parked on the goddamn exit, man. I said, goddamn, Travis parked behind me, I was in front of him. We parked on the exit. I said, man, I can't make it. I ain't
going to
make it.
We did that one year.
I wanted to get out my truck and push the truck.
Huh.
Yeah.
I had rolled by
that
myself.
That was
just me and mine and Travis.
I did too.
Man,
I rolled by myself.
Man.
Yeah, bro, it was awful.
How about that time we was coming back from Valdosta? Well, fellas.
Oh, man, hey. I like to meet a new lane. I like to meet a new lane out there, boo boo.
Shit, I pull off for Memorial Day weekend. Shit, I went to Admiral that Saturday. I drove two cars in Admiral Saturday. Left Admiral, went to Holly Springs, got a room. I was in the truck by myself. Went to Admiral. Went to Holly Springs, got a room. Got a room up there. Raced at Holly Springs that Sunday. I drove a car up there in Holly Springs that Sunday. No, I drove two cars up there in Holly Springs that Sunday. Left the racetrack and drove all the way back to New Orleans 6 hours by myself.
When you want it, you're going to go get it. But everybody going to tell you, sit your ass down.
Ooh, boy, I had to stop in Macomb and give me a cup of coffee at that doggone Love's.
Oh, you was at Fernwood. You was in Fernwood,
yeah.
13.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, when I tell you, I couldn't go no more.
I laugh about that sometime today. When I'm on the road and I get tired, I think about us leaving Valdosta when I ducked off at that rest area. I say, y'all go ahead and go, fellas.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Y'all go ahead
on
and go. I'll be
right behind. Shit.
Yeah, well, that was like a 17, huh? Boo said, where y'all at? I said, the next exit.
That was a 16, 17?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 16 or 17, that was it.
Yeah, we all left
together.
Yeah, we all left together.
I'm right. Yeah, we all around there tripping. Hey, look, Mo, we around there tripping. First time ever, double cuffing. Man, that shit sat down on the way home.
Oh, man.
What? Shit. Man. And I said, look at here, look at here. Low it.
So, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, you sleep driving.
Ooh. I ain't know I was sleep till they kept waking me up. Man, you sleep. No, I'm not. Shit. And I'm driving.
You dreaming, you drive.
I had to do that one time with your ass. That's some bad devil song bitches right there.
Fuck. I was going straight, Joe.
I
thought
I was going
straight.
Long as the road.
Shit. Long as the road didn't turn, Jamie, I was good. I was going straight.
Shit. Right. You tell that lie to somebody else. My ass want to live.
Brandon say, boy, what the fuck is you doing? I said, man, what? You sleep? No, I'm not. Boy, he videoed me. I was sleep. I was out. Oh, I was over with.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he
gone.
He was gone. He's doing your new job.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm like, you sitting there watching me sleep. Hey, but we was all
yeah.
He was
like, hard. Is this motherfucker wake up? I watched you for 10 minutes. I want to watch you. Bro. You just close your eyes too long. Hey.
Hey, Brandon, see, I ain't gonna lie. Brandon, see, I ain't gonna lie. You held this bitch in the road. You going straight to motherfucker. I said, no, that's the lineman good on this bitch. That wasn't me. I was out. But I looked at that video. I said, God damn.
You the fella asleep falling outside, J.K. Will.
Hey, he be the fella asleep recording me, though, because we both were tired. I said, you crazy.
Yeah.
You should have told me. Get your ass off the seat, man.
Yeah, hey, I remember recording over at that rest area, me and my little boy.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. He said, Dad, what we going to do? I said, we just going to stay for a minute. I said, we're going to sleep a little bit, and then we're going to roll and call them boys. But next thing we woke up, the fucking sun was coming up. He said, damn.
Oh,
he said, they already home. I said, I'm sure they are.
Shit. Boo-boo called. The funny part, boo-boo called, say, where y'all at? I said, the next fucking exit. We had the next exit. We hadn't went nowhere. Well, we didn't. Me and Brandon stopped. Them boys had kept going. I said, man, we're going to tear up everything in this motherfucker. We're going to shut this down. Oh yeah, but that roof—I mean, if I'm off, that trick or treat be on point. If I'm off, I'm gonna try to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the track there, everybody, anybody from on this end that can go, ain't gonna be no excuse about the track don't work. But go out there with a bad motherfucker, be looking for a bad motherfucker, tap you on your shoulder out that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You can, y'all, you can make yourself famous out there. You knock your bad motherfucker off.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta come correct when you pull up in the gate over there, though.
Oh yeah, motherfuckers, they trick or treat. What you gonna get? A trick or a treat?
Mm-hmm.
Need to show up there with Michelle from Redell up there. If you want to do something?
Yeah, he might bring that bad motherfucker out there. He gonna have to, he know what he gonna have to do out there though. He gonna have to let her fucking hair hang down out there. He gonna have to go.
How they say it better be on the motor at that time for sure.
Yeah, better be.
I'm gonna sit down.
Out there with Jake from State Farm in the passenger seat, you better have that insurance.
it better not be one or two kids either.
Shit. Have your shit together. They're going to make a movie out in that motherfucker. If you got soft skin, don't go out there shit talking with the boys.
Boy, y'all seen Rhodes got that motor for sale out in Nova?
That's a Camaro.
The Camaro. Oh, I seen this.
That's Ronnie Rhodes. That's his son.
That's his son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I seen that just now while y'all was talking, surfing.
Small block, big block.
Small block.
Jamie need one. Get that big block out of this shit.
Mm-mm. You got that? I see you got the Hemi tuned up, huh?
Boy, you crazy. You and Mike. You and Mike. Trip. Mike ran that Hemi the day before. In that black one. Goddamn Titus. Yeah. Titus got that goddamn ground pound out there. Who y'all heading out there to Holly Springs or what?
I was, but I gotta go. My daughter got a basketball game set. I gotta go to a game, so I ain't going nowhere.
For sure.
Yeah. 504-7662, who we got?
It's Mike. Hot Rod's trying to disguise the Hemi he's got underneath that hood. We poor people, we got big block Chevrolets, huh? We couldn't even move 10 feet, so you went down, buddy.
Hey, you might not have went 10 feet, but you got a ground ponders around that motherfucker.
We got to get a place to go to, man. I nipped the piston trying to be in and out that throttle out there. I ain't doing that
Damn.
No more.
Yes, indeed. Damn.
We'll be back soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, you can go grab one of the four or five you got over there and go back to the
Nah, the wife told me she wants her car done. She wants to go chase after Clyde. Clyde showed her up this weekend. She's got to go do something. Jamie got Clyde flying now, so she wants to go race.
Oh,
it's all fun. I think everybody had a great weekend. I mean, a great weekend there. It sucks the track wasn't there, but I think, I mean, everybody had fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, if we can get Jamie out there with the fastest fox body, we'd be all right.
The fastest fox
Jamie.
Body on North Shore now. Fastest fox body.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie.
Wait.
You go get your daddy's truck. We're going to go steal us some Halloween decorations tonight.
Yeah. No, you mean the new truck, not the old truck. That old shit.
She don't beat me,
truck.
You do that.
No,
all right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Just remember, Ripley to the
ball,
track next
Jamie.
Time.
Jamie, don't start your shit. She's sitting right in front of me. Don't start your shit.
I'm just going to message her before I go. I'm going to take a picture of Shadow and say, don't forget Ripley. The Shadow can never play partner. You hung up on me.
No, I didn't. I'm at a ballpark. I had to put you on mute.
Go. Yeah, have fun, man.
All right, guys.
All right, later.
Yeah, when you bring that 5.3 boost speed motor back up.
I wish I had a 5.3 boost speed motor. Shit.
You got the first 5.3 boost speed single turbo motor.
Yeah.
You always saying it's a 5.3, ain't a 5.3 liter. It's a 5.3 boost speed.
Yeah, 5.3. I ain't got no shit out of it, man. I got told them before, I'm broke. I'm poor, man. I got no money.
Yeah.
I gotta be on budget.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on there.
I got a little spark now. I can work on the symbol. I was trying to make this race, but I knew I couldn't make it because I was busy. But hopefully, it slow down. But I've been getting calls again. Shit. But I'm gonna start. I'm gonna make a conscious effort to work on it because last Monday was big with trying to work on the truck where we can make sure we did cruising the coast, you know, go through everything. So I didn't have extra time. But I'll move the truck to the side, pull that.
Yeah.
I ain't got much. Maybe I'm gonna buy new tires now. The front could have been sitting. I ain't riding on that shit. But other than that. Pretty much got everything else. Only thing I didn't buy was that suppression system. I was waiting to see.
Yeah,
I
got to get one of them. For my son called myself. That's the last thing I got to get.
Everybody I did talk to was like that garage built place. Look on garagebuilt.com,
mm-hmm.
I think it is. He got good deals on it, man.
I'm going to check.
Yeah, look at him. He got a bunch of them. But we go through and see, you know, the ones with the automatic on it. Then we got the ones with the manual pull or the manual automatic one. Where if you got to put the little sensor under the hood so if you do get overheating, you don't see it. It'll let that one go out. And you still got one that you could pull and come on you. So you got it any way you pretty much want.
Gotcha.
When I first started, I said, man, a lot of different, you know, see all the different prices, but then when you read, you see what all you get, you know.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out then.
Mm-hmm. And I called him and just told him, I said, look, I just want this, and this. Oh, yeah, you get that for this much. I think at that time it was like $7.95 for like, I think about it was $5. I can't remember $5 or $10, but it was just a basic with 3 miles. It's 3 to 4 miles in manual pull.
Right.
And of course, I was probably the beginning of the year, so you know what, tipping went up. So I don't know. I don't know if he still got that same deal or not.
Okay.
And I might do it soon, but we'll see. I really need to though. Get that pickle. So. Other than that, that don't stop the car from getting finished. You know.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to be out there to talk shit, but you know, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, can't make them all.
No, nobody. You're playing all you want, and shit's still out.
Yeah.
Only out. Oh. Used to get tender, but you know what? Hey, ain't no sense in losing sleep over that.
Not at all. Life goes on. There's always another
one. Right. Yeah, that's right. Daddy told me that. They should go out with him and they should all the time. And then I said, you know what? The street always going to be there. But it was here before you and it'll be there after you.
That's what you mean. That's right.
Just let that sink in. The street don't care about you. You want to go drag them streets all night?
Really?
Go in and go straight in. Take a shower and go straight to work.
He said, "We ain't gonna have all that now."
Hmm.
Shit, that's why he's like, "You heard Boo Boo?"
I was saying, if we'd have known about that little S10 truck sooner, if everybody wouldn't have had irons in the fire, that little S10 truck would have been nice to bring out there for Moe's race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had to order me a cam for my motor. Fuck, they told me 3 weeks, man. I'm like, God damn. Had to wait fucking 5 weeks for fucking lifters, 4 weeks for springs.
Some big ass motors, that's why. A big fucking 900 cubic inch motors, you know, that shit all specialty.
Your phone breaking up, you about to be out of minutes. Got 4 minutes left,
huh?
So your phone breaking up, hello?
Like custom built shit in your motor.
Hello?
The one-off shit. They got to look at these.
Beep. What motor? Oh, yeah, let me see. Okay. Beep.
Oh, yeah, I got
beep. Beep.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes and some change. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we good. We needed that. So we need more. We just have a little. You see that thing? Just to kind of go over what y'all said. Even if it's a track or something like that, that little bitty local shit like that, just like, hey, man, come on here, we're going to throw a few dollars and let's have just keep the little rivals right here, local, you know, that we can motivate people to work on this shit. Nobody just want to work on
the
track. Yes.
Man, the track, the track's got to be that right there with us. We need the support.
Just have a little event. So, look, this Sunday we're going to have Matrix. Everybody got to, you come up here, you better have a little race. You want to have some action, you know, something like that. Just do something that people can get at each other, but I don't know. You can do it on a test night, but it's sort of like a little event. It seems like people want to get more involved.
Yeah, well, that's just so deep going. Stevie Ray was trying to do that with that hit list shit with Michael had put on. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I said it all the time, dude. That list was doing pretty good, pretty decent, man.
Stevie Ray was here, man. I miss that big motherfucker.
Yeah, it kind of creates a level need for people to go. I just thought they went a little too much with it, too quick.
Okay. Yeah.
You didn't have people down
for it.
Everybody can't race every weekend, you know, and to defend your title, you had to go. You know, come on. You know, but hey.
But Steve Ray was like us, though. He come from bracket racing and just
racing.
Yeah,
you know, he was a racer.
He knew what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about him Friday. I went over there, back there on where he was at, over there on 6th Street, 7th Street, whatever the fuck that was, back up in there where he stayed, where he had his ballroom. I thought about that big bastard.
Yeah. My boy was here, man.
Yeah, that was my dog, that boy.
I'm my boy. Oh, man.
Shit.
Dang,
man. Right at a minute.
That was a straight-up mafia, that motherfucker. You can swear he had ties with the fucking Sopranos and all them motherfuckers just looking at that bastard. That was a gangster. But it's all good, fellas.
All right. Well, I guess it'll sort itself out, I guess.
Well, that's all
I'll see y'all you know, out of town somewhere, I guess.
All right, fellas. We'll sit on here next week, see what we talk about something. All right. Y'all next week.
All right.
Later.